Chapter 9. The darkening sky dampened Lexi's spirits as she drove the short distance to the Pendleton house. Tomorrow was the Kingsley's brunch, and she didn't want it to be cancelled because of bad weather. "I hope we're not in for a rainy spell," she anxiously eyed the dark clouds moving in overhead. Ruth whipped out her iPad.
"The weather application says rain tonight, but tomorrow should be okay. We should be all set for the Kingsley event that we're catering."
Lexi narrowed her eyes at the rearview mirror. "We?"
"Why, yes. It seemed to me that Caspian Kingsley was very much looking forward to us assisting you. Isn't that right, girls?"
"Yes. In fact, I would say we are probably what sold your services to him."
Lexi chuckled as she pulled up to the curb a few houses down from the Pendletons.
"Gee, really? And I thought I had secured the job over the phone all on my own days before. Well, good thing I have you guys by my side.
Darn tootin'."
Nance hopped out of the car, pulling the seat forward to let the other ladies out of the back. Ida was already digging in her purse. She pulled out the controller and hurried up to the sidewalk, calling over her shoulder,
"We're in luck. It looks like no one's home. We can do a thorough search. I just hope those attack dogs aren't out."
She stopped at the southeast corner of the property, pushing a few buttons on the controller. She pulled the joysticks this way and that, her eyes scanning the yard the whole time.
"Do you ladies see any activity? It could be buried under something, maybe some old leaves. Do you see any moving?"
Lexi scanned along with them, but she didn't see any movement.
"Let's try over here."
Nance walked over to the front facing the house.
"We don't know where the dogs would have hidden it, but there's a stone bench over there and the remnants of what looks like a rock garden. Those seem like likely places, don't they, Lexi?"
"Sprinkles likes to hide her toys under things, and those would work," Lexi said. They stayed on the sidewalk. The range of the controller was more than adequate from the sidewalk, so they didn't have to step onto the Pendleton property. But much as Ida tried, they did not see any sign of the drone.
"Maybe it's run out of batteries," Ruth said.
"How much life did it have left in it?"
Helen asked. Ida pressed her lips together.
"I don't know. Jason never said. Course, he didn't know I was going to be flying it."
Ida cast about desperately, and Lexi could tell she was really getting worried about what might happen if she had to tell Jason she'd lost the drone. The neighbors on one side had a chain-link fence delineating their property from the Pendletons. Old shrubs, a woodpile, and part of a stone wall ran next to it. Lexi pointed to it.
"This looks like a good place for the dogs to hide something."
Ida ran over, skulking along the edge of the fence, her fingers gripping the controllers, twisting this way and that, angling her head to see if there was any movement.
"If it's wedged between any of these rocks, though, it won't be able to move much," Helen said. "Maybe we should start looking under them."
Lexi glanced around at the yard and the house. She didn't see anyone moving around. If Rupert wasn't home, then what was the harm in looking under a few rocks? "Okay, but I think we better be quick. Rupert might come home. And besides, I need to get to the bakery."
"I'll be quick."
Nance bent down and started flipping over rocks.
"We wouldn't want you to run short on pastries."
"Certainly not," Ida said.
"Especially since you eat most of them,"
Helen added good-naturedly. Lexi joined them, flipping over rocks and stones and looking under old rotted logs. But all they found were spiders and slugs. They were almost ready to give up when,
woof!
"Woof!"
"He
It's the killer dogs.
Ida dropped the controller and held her hands up, palms out. The dogs stopped in front of them, barking and snapping.
Lexi had to admit they did look a little ferocious, but she doubted the tiny balls of fur would hurt them. They're probably just protecting their territory by instinct. I'm sure they're harmless.
She bent down and held her hand out for them to sniff.
Here, doggy doggy.
They stopped their snarling and looked at Lexi curiously, tilting their heads from side to side. The black one ventured over, sniffing at her fingers. The apricot one followed, letting Lexi pat it behind the ears. She turned back to look up at the ladies, who were standing with their backs against the fence.
See? They're harmless.
What are you doing trespassing in my yard?
Lexi jerked her head back around to see Rupert storming out from the back of the house.
Dang, I don't think he's as harmless as his dogs, Ruth said.
Rupert stormed up to them, his face contorted in anger.
Hey!
He snapped his fingers, and the dogs reluctantly turned from Lexi and ran to his side.
Aren't you the same busybodies that were here the other day?
Nan straightened indignantly.
We're not busybodies. We are fans.
Rupert's eyes snapped to Ida, who was bending down to pick up her controller.
What's that thing she's got? Isn't she the senile one?
That's right.
Nance leaned forward and whispered.
I wouldn't rile her up. Don't ask what that thing is that she has. You'll be sorry.
Rupert frowned at Ida, then glanced uncertainly back at the house.
Well, you ladies are trespassing. I told you before, we don't like fans to just show up. Do I have to call the police?
No, no police. We just saw your dogs. And since we are dog lovers, we wanted to come over and pet them,
Lexi said.
Oh, come on, Lexi. Tell the truth,
Ruth said. The rest of them shot her quizzical looks.
You know as well as I do,
Ruth continued,
that we were here to get a glimpse of Olive Pendleton.
Oh, right, Nan said, following Ruth's lead.
That's right. You're her husband, right? Is she inside?
Nan's made a point of trying to look around Rupert's shoulder. Rupert eyed them suspiciously.
No, she's not inside.
Well, it is kind of funny that she's never around when we come here,
Helen said.
Almost as if you are hiding something.
Not that it's any of your business, but my wife is in Europe.
Rupert pulled his phone out of his back pocket, thumbed through a few screens, then turned it toward them.
See? She took this picture just yesterday. You can see her standing there plain as day with her sister, holding up the Paris paper with her picture on it. She has a new book release next week, and her books are very popular in France. So they did a little article and featured her in the paper.
They all craned their necks toward the phone. Lexi's brows pinched together in puzzlement as she stared at the picture. It was Olive Pendleton, with another woman who looked a lot like her, holding up a paper. They were the same height and had the same hair color and style, but their facial features were different. Where one had delicate features, the other was chiseled in stone. Sisters. The Eiffel Tower loomed in the background. Lexi's heart tumbled when she saw the date on the paper. It was yesterday's date. If what she was seeing was correct, Olive Pendleton was in France and very much alive.